Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishneh Gimel. Hayarachik mi beis haskila arba amos. When they were four amos away from the beis haskila, mafshita noiso es begadav. They would take off his clothes. Hayish mechasan oisoy milfanov. The man, they would cover him in the front, only in his private area. Ve'ayisha milfanea umeacharea. And the woman in the front and in the back. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Front and the back, meaning dafka on the bottom in the private area, not on top, even though people would be able to see her chest. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda himself, in Sota we learned, that Rabbi Yehuda over there held that we should not reveal the chest of a woman, that we shouldn't incite the Yetzer Hara for the Pirchei Kohun over there. But there, Tosfos Yontif, Al Pi Gemara explains, the reason the difference is that over there, it's Lagabi, that woman herself, that the Yetzer Hara is specifically tied to that woman, that when people see that woman, there's a Yetzer Hara to that woman, and she may live. But in this case, this person's going to die. This woman is dying. And there's no concern here because this woman is going to die, and it won't cause any kind of Hirhura Vera for somebody else. It's only Lagabi, the woman that they're seeing. And we take off all of their clothes, as much as possible at least, to cause them the least amount of pain, that the death should go as quickly as possible. And this is actually a reason for the drush. This is one of the times that there's a reason for the drusha, the Lechem Shemayim explains. The drusha, the Torah says, the Rav brings his drusha, the Torah says, V'rogmu oso, and they stone him, and the drusha is oso, just him without his clothing. But the reason that it's just him without his clothing is because his clothing soften the blow, so to say, and make the death more painful and prolongs it. So therefore we take off the clothing. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. The reason that we cover a little bit is because that small amount we're covering is not going to really make a difference. For a woman, it's completely covered, even from the backside, because by a woman you can see the beis haboshes, that area, from both sides. The chachamim aimrim ha'ish niskel arum, ve'ina isha niskela saruma. The chachamim say that a man is stoned naked, ve'ina isha niskela saruma, but a woman is not without clothing. She is clothed when they stone her. And the reason is because the drasha, viragmu oso, the chacham learn it's oso velo oso, it's not her, it's just him. And the chachamim were able to decide what type of misa. This is, the drasha is, I mean, the drasha that the Gemara brings is v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, and the drasha is barlo misa yafa. The chachamim, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, even applies, or all the more so applies, to somebody that's being killed. And the chachamim have a duty to make sure that the death itself is done with the most humane and chesed way possible. And there's a very small line here between busha and pain. And they have to decide what the person wants. So the chum held that the busha, better, a woman would rather have less busha at this point in time in front of everybody rather than the small amount of pain that it's preventing her by having her clothing on. Because her clothing on is going to make her have a little bit more pain. Nevertheless, she'd rather have her clothing on and have less busha. And that's what the chacham held. And the Rav says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the halacha is like the chachamim, that the ish is niskel arum ve'ina ish niskelas aruma.